Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The UK and France are breaking bread for the first time in 5 years. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. French President Emmanuel Macron is hosting UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak for a bilateral summit today. It's the first meeting of its kind since 2018. They'll likely be discussing security, immigration, climate change and trade. The UK and the EU promised to start a new chapter last week as they unveiled a new trading deal for Northern Ireland. The agreement, which still needs a formal approval from both sides, has the potential to soften tensions with its most important trading partner. So we decided to host our own bilateral summit with two businesses, one from the UK and one from France.
My name's Mary Quick from Quick's Traditional Limited, farmers and cheesemakers in Devon.
My name is Nicolas Ozanam. I'm from the French Wine and Spirits Exporters Association in Paris.
Exporting is a big part of our business, and it's just really, really difficult to do now. It's involved so much paperwork, so much complication, so many layers of complication and vet certificates. And as a little business, we're really struggling to do that, and we're having to work with larger businesses to assist us.
Nicolas, we came across some research from the Aston Business School suggesting if you're exporting to the UK, there aren't the same problems. Is that your experience?
We still have a very strong trade with the UK, but I think it is based on also on history, because companies have a huge relationship, a strong relationship with importers in the UK, for years, not to say centuries. We basically are on the same line than before Brexit, because being an EU member state, we still benefit from all the different trade agreements.
It's also our experiences. It's quite off-putting for the customers because they have to put up with so much hassle and extra cost as we navigate our way through all of this.
I have to complain. It is much more difficult to find now English cheeses. There are some shortage. It is a loss for UK cheese producers, but this is also a loss for French or EU customers. The most clear example is Stilton, and now you spend weeks without having Stilton in boutique. So this is a pity.
We would love to eat it in the UK.
Well, I think if the French are willing to have English cheeses in their market again, I think that's a good sign. Well, thank you so much to Mary Quick and Nicolas Ozanam for joining us on Marketplace.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. It's fantastic. And I'm looking forward to supplying more cheese into the French market.
And it's not the only leaders meeting happening today. European Commissioner Ursula von der Leyen is also meeting US President Joe Biden. They'll discuss the impact of the Inflation Reduction Act to try and avoid a green subsidies race. The United Nations is trying to avert an environmental disaster off the coast of Yemen. It's bought a huge ship to try and transfer 1 million barrels of oil from a decaying tanker. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports.
For years, there have been warnings that the giant supertanker is a time bomb that could break up at any moment, releasing a vast quantity of oil into the sea. Efforts to avert disaster have been hampered by continued fighting in Yemen and the huge expense of a solution. But those issues appear to have been resolved, with the Houthi rebels who control Hodeidah allowing salvage work to go ahead, and the UN now signing a contract to secure a tanker to store the oil. The work could cost more than $140 million, but that's dwarfed by the $20 billion salvage operation that would be needed if an oil spill were to occur.
BBC's Sebastian Usher there. Now, Oscars Sunday is upon us. With 9 nominations, The Banshees of Inisherin is expected to do well. Set on a remote island off the west coast of Ireland in the 1920s, it tells the story of two friends who fall out after one decides to suddenly end their relationship.
If you don't stop talking to me...
Colm!
And if you don't stop bothering me, I have a set of shears at home. And each time you bother me from this day on, I'll take those shears and I'll take one of my fingers off with them. And I'll give that finger to you until I have no fingers left. Does this make things clearer to you?
Not really, no.
The film is visually stunning, and I'm not just saying that because I'm Irish. But one thing that stands out is the knitwear. The jumpers worn by the cast were painstakingly recreated from black and white photographs by 83-year-old knitter to the stars Delia Barry from Ireland, who spoke to the BBC's Andrew Peach.
One of them is a fisherman rib. There is cable in Brendan Gleeson's one, but it's only in the top area.
When did you first get to see the film starring your jumpers?
The week after it first came out.
And did you just go to the cinema with everybody else?
That's it. I went with friends. At that stage, I didn't know my name was on the credits.
It must have been pretty exciting to see your knitwear on the big screen.
It was. It actually looked good.
Well, everyone said that. What you should do now is start a business. You'd be knitting knitwear for all of us.
I'm too old. At 83, I'm too old.
Have you done this before? Have you done showbiz knitting before?
Just on and off. I've knitted for Christian Bale, Jude Law.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Do they write to you or send you a message or anything to admire the jumpers?
I've got a message from Brendan Gleeson.
Excellent. And are you going to do more of this now? Because this has brought great attention to your talents.
I'm actually finishing one now for another film, but I can't tell you about it. I'm not allowed to talk about it. I'd have to kill you if I tell you.
That was 83-year-old Delia Barry putting the BBC's Andrew Peach in his place. I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.